teach me how to dance, not commit suicide. What's the name of this dance anyway?
It's called the freak out.
No wonder you could do it so good. You've been freaked out for years.
Later for you, then. You don't have enough soul to dance anyway.
Who don't have enough soul? I got so much soul, I make James Brown look like Lawrence Welk. Oh, now, come on, Thelma. I got this heavy date with this chick on Saturday night, and I told her I was a great dancer.
Do you always lie to your chicks like that?
Yeah. Except for when I tell them how handsome I am.
Handsome? You look like a string of spaghetti with a little meatball on top.
Oh, now, come on, Thelma. Stop jiving me. Are you going to teach me how to dance or what?
Don't yell at me like that, JJ.
I'm sorry, Thelma. I guess I'm picking up bad habits from Dad.
When Daddy yells, he has an excuse. He's frustrated because he's being overworked and underpaid.
I'll get it. It's probably one of my foxes calling.
Fox is my foot. If it's for you, she's probably a bear.
Hello. This is the Casanova of the ghetto speaking. Otherwise known as Dialer Thrill. Wait 10 seconds for the beep, then start panting. Who? McDonald who? Oh, hamburger. Oh, yeah, okay. Hey, Thelma, it's McDonald's calling about that job you applied for. Use your sexy voice. Maybe get a discount on a Big Mac.
JJ, give me the phone. Hello? Yes, this is Thelma Evans. Yes? Yes? I did? When? Oh, thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Hey, JJ, guess what?
What?
I got that part-time job I wanted.
Great!
Come on, JJ, I feel so good I can even teach you how to dance now.
Dynamite!
So why are you wasting your time dancing when your brother is busy trying to stomp out roaches?
Hi, Mama.
Hi, love.
Hey, Ma, I'm getting ready for this heavy date I got on Saturday night.
Well, I feel sorry for that poor girl. If your big feet don't waste her, your little bony elbows will. Where's Michael?
I sent him to the library to check up on something, Ma. Mama, I think I might know what's wrong with Daddy.
Thelma, I told you there is nothing wrong with your father except he's tired and under a little emotional stress. Now, that's that.
Well, changing the subject rapidly. What'd you get from the grocery store, Ma?
Well, I got some fresh collard greens, chitlins, sweet potatoes, and we're gonna have hot cornbread and butter to go with it. Ooh. And pork chops.
Pork chops?
Ma, the last time we had meat in here, Chicken Delight made a wrong delivery.
Calm down now. It's not a picnic. I just bought your father's favorite meal to try to cheer him up a little.
Ma, I got some news that'll cheer everybody up. I got that part-time job I was waiting for.
Oh, great, Thelma. When do you start?
Tomorrow night from 7 to 11.
Something tells me when your father hears your working hours, that job is still gonna be open.
My daddy just gotta let me take that job. Hi, Daddy. How wonderful to see you home.
Hello, Thelma. Junior.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, baby.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, Daddy, guess what?
Huh?
I got that part-time job I wanted.
I knew there was something hiding behind that. Hi, Daddy. How wonderful to see you home. What are your hours?
Oh, Daddy, I could buy my own clothes and have my own spending money.
What are your hours?
And it'll help the whole family. family, too.
What are your hours?
7 to 11.
You just got fired.
No, Daddy.
Now, Thelma, forget it. I ain't gonna have no daughter of mine on the street that hour tonight.
But JJ can walk me home when I get off of work.
That's right, Dad. With me protecting her, she wouldn't have a thing to worry about.
Yeah, nothing but her life.
Oh.
Now, look, Thelma, I said forget it. Now, the subject is closed, you hear me? I don't want to talk about it no more. Now, quiet as it's kept, I don't want to talk about nothing no more.
Honey, don't get yourself upset like that. Let me talk to you.
Now, Florida, didn't I just say I don't want to talk about nothing? Well, that means nothing. You know that window washing job I went to see about early this morning? They had already hired somebody. An aircraft engineer.
Well, James, at least let me tell you.
Florida, I just said I don't want to talk about nothing, and nothing means nothing, huh?
But, James, let me tell you. Well, I guess he don't want to talk about nothing.
Well, there goes my discount in a Big Mac.
Hey, Thelma, you were right about Daddy. I found about 6 articles on the subject, and Daddy has all the symptoms of hypertension.
Wait a minute, Michael. Thelma, what's going on here?
Mama, Daddy has to get a physical checkup right away. That's right, Mama.
Look, Dr. Welby. What makes you think your father has hypertension, or as we plain folks say, high blood pressure?
He's showing all the signs, Mama.
And it's the number one killer of black people.
Whatever you kids are thinking about your father's health, you're absolutely wrong. What does it say in that magazine?
Hypertension and the importance of taking a physical examination. High blood pressure causes heart attacks, strokes, and kidney malfunction.
In this house, a person can get kidney malfunction waiting for Thelma to get out of the bathroom.
Now, JJ.
It also says the only way you can tell whether you have it is by taking a physical examination.
Well, I still say that don't necessarily mean that your father has it.
But, Ma, the black male is the number one victim.
That's right, Mama. It's caused by the stress and frustration of ghetto life.
In that case, a lot of chicks around here must have it, too. Because with only one of me to go around, that causes a lot of stress and frustration.
JJ, this is important. Mama.
Mama.
Look at the way Daddy's been acting around here lately. Uptight and hollering at everybody. And always complaining about a headache.
Hi, everybody.
Hey,
Valona. Hi, Valona.
What you got in the bag?
Nothing for you, Graham. This is for adults only. Come on, Florida. I got a bag of goodies.
Wait a minute. She said for adults only.
You're hurt, Mama. Adults only.
That goes for you, too, JJ.
I got a fake ID.
Out.
Out, out.
Valona, what you got in that bag?
Well, Florida, you know I know how James has been acting around here lately. So I brought you something to lift his spirits.
Ah.
Imported directly from California. Cabernet Sauvignon. Ha! 1969. That's the year the smog didn't kill the grapes.
How come it's in a muscatel bottle?
I switched. I said I wanted to lift his spirits, not shock his system. And?
Perfume?
Mm-hmm. I call it the husband pepper upper. 2 drops behind each ear, and he'll try to hit more home runs than Hank Aaron.
Well, Lorna, you don't understand.
And there's more. Scented candles for a romantic evening.
Look, girl, I told you James was upset and a little tense here lately. I didn't think he had no problem.
Lorna. Talk to me about it, Florida. Take it from somebody who loves you and James both. Try it.
Well, Lorna, I know you mean well. But believe me when I tell you, James's problem ain't what you think it is.
Well, if it ain't what I think it is, cool. But if it is what I think it is, light a candle and have a happy.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, well,
bye,
Lorna.
Bye, Lorna. Mama? I think we may have to cancel that dinner we were gonna have.
How come?
Because it says right here, soul food is one of the big causes of hypertension.
Thelma, a little while ago, you told me it was caused by emotional stress. Now you say it's soul food.
Both. You see, Mike's not not really the soul food, but it's all that grease and salt we use when we cook it.
Thelma, one good meal ain't gonna hurt your daddy. What's the matter, James? Couldn't you get any rest?
Daddy, have you ever heard of hypertension?
Michael.
Thelma, come here, baby. I want to apologize to you for yelling at you the way I did here.
Oh, that's all right, Dad. Does that mean I can take the job?
No. I ain't apologizing for what I said. I'm just apologizing for the way I said it. I want to apologize to you, too, baby.
It's okay, James. I understand.
You know, Florida's getting rough out there. Tell you, I lost that window washing job to an aircraft engineer. I wouldn't be surprised if I got to my janitor's job and found out they'd give it to a brain surgeon. Oh.
James, we got a pleasant surprise for you.
Huh?
Tonight we are having fresh collard greens, chitterlings, sweet potatoes, cornbread with butter, and pork chops.
Hey, that's a Sunday meal. What'd you do, hijack a supermarket, girl?
Oh, James, this little bit of food ain't gonna put us no closer to the soup line than we already are.
You ain't wrong. Getting any closer to it would be in the pot. Hey, Junior, give me some aspirin for my headache, will you? Well, don't just stand there like a fool. Give me some aspirin. Yeah, Dad. You sure can act ignorant sometimes.
The last time you had a physical checkup?
When I got out the Army, about 20 years ago.
20 years? Dad, I think you better get one soon.
What you mean, soon?
Thelma, now I told you your daddy had a hard day, and he don't want to hear nothing about that mess.
What mess?
Mama's talking about hypertension. Dad, we want you to get a checkup.
What y'all trying to make me out to be sick or something? Florida, what's going on around here?
It's nothing. What she mean is... Well, now, James, you have been upset and hollering, and you do suffer from these headaches, and they are symptoms of hypertension.
Now, who's upset and hollering? Now, what y'all trying to make me out to be, some kind of maniac or something?
James, honey, please, don't upset yourself.
Now, there you go telling me I'm upset. What the hell's going on here?
Here's your aspirin, Dad.
You take them. I don't need them. Huh? I said you take them. I don't need them. I come home from work and Thelma's bugging me about some jive time job. Now y'all trying to tell me I'm sick. Next thing I know, y'all tell me I'm ready for the funny farm.
James, calm down. Stop upsetting yourself.
Now, Florida, I ain't gonna say this no more. I ain't got no hypertension. And I don't want to hear another damn word about it. I ain't sick, I ain't nervous, and I ain't upset.
I'm sure glad he didn't get upset.
Come on, kids, eat your breakfast so you can go to school. JJ, wake up before you fall into that oatmeal and suffocate.
Every time I fell asleep last night, I had a nightmare about a flying chair.
Mama, I don't think we should go to school today.
And why not, pray tell?
I think we should stay here and protect the furniture.
Forget it. Now you're all going to school just as usual.
Mama, we're worried about Daddy. We should try to get him to see a doctor.
Don't you think I know that? What I don't know is how to tell Superman that he can't fly like he used to. Well, that's my problem, and I guess I'll have to deal with it when he wakes up.
Wakes up? You mean Daddy didn't go to work this morning, Mama?
No. His boss called and said he was laid off for a few days. That's why I let him sleep.
Oh, well,
no. Laid off? Oh, Mama, when you tell him that, he might get upset all over again.
Might get upset? Last night he had a job and he destroyed a chair.
Don't worry about it. I'll take care of your father.
Morning, everybody.
Hi, Willow.
Don't bother offering me a chair. I know you got one less now.
You You heard, huh? Mm-hmm. It's all right. I'll take care. Go ahead, Cass.
Well, Florida?
Well, Ona, it's getting worse. James was laid off for a couple of days, and I've got to tell him when he wakes up.
That's like having to tell Nixon they're adding another $100,000 to his tax bill.
I know.
Well, honey, is there anything I can do to help you?
Thanks, Willona, but it's my problem, and I'm going to handle it. The first thing I did was call the employment agency to see about getting a job to help out.
Now, Florida, you know James is a proud dude. He ain't going to hardly like you working in somebody's kitchen.
Can you think of anything else I could do?
Well, you can make your will out before you tell James you're going to work. Well, I gotta go myself, but good luck. And if you need me, just dial me direct. H-E-L-P. Bye-bye.
Bye, and thank you.
Bye-bye. I'll make the lunches, Ma.
Well, Ma, I'm ready to make the supreme sacrifice and give up a day of school for Daddy's sake.
J.J.
Well, I tried. Florida, why you let me oversleep? You know I gotta go to work. I'm over an hour late now.
James, wait a minute. I gotta tell you something.
I ain't got no time, babe.
James, this is important.
What is it, Florida?
Have a cup of coffee.
Baby, I ain't got time for no coffee.
James, I've got to tell you something.
Well, Florida, I'll talk to you later. I'll call you on my lunch hour, here.
James, you're laid off. Your boss called. Said you're laid off, but he'll call you back in a couple of days. James, no!
Don't worry, baby. I ain't gonna throw the chair. Well, I guess they hired that out-of-work brain surgeon. I wonder what this bad news is. Hello? Yeah. Baby, this could be a job. It's the employment agency. Yeah, go ahead. Who y'all want to speak to? Florida Evans. What job in what kitchen? Nah, she ain't here, and if she was, she wouldn't be taking no job in no kitchen. What the hell are you doing dealing with an employment agency?
I decided to take a job.
Yeah, well, I just undecided for you. See, you got a full-time job right here in this house. You ain't putting in time in nobody's kitchen.
James, there is dignity in all work. It's not the kind of work you do that gives you dignity, it's how well you do it. And when I was a maid, forgive me, but I was the best damn maid there was. James, I'm only trying to help you so you won't kill yourself.
I don't need no help. Now, I'm the man of this house, and I'll bring home the bacon.
At $1.59 a pound. Sometimes it takes more than one person to bring home the bacon.
And what's all this job foolishness about anyhow? First it was Thelma, now it's you. Now, I'm gonna tell you both, I done had about enough of it. Thelma, you and Michael say I got hypertension. Well, if I am hypertension, y'all gave it to me with this nicking and nagging all the time. Hell, Junior's the only one in here that ain't bugging me to death.
Yeah, that's for two reasons, Dad. One, because I respect you, and two, because I fear for my life.
James, you know what your trouble is. You got too darn much pride.
What else I got to hold on to? And what's wrong with a man having a little pride?
And what's wrong with a wife and children being concerned about your health? And loving you. Oh, James, everything is going to be just fine.
Daddy, please go and get a checkup.
Yeah, Daddy. I heard if you don't cry, they give you a lollipop.
Daddy, the article said that most black people don't take enough physical examination.
I hope that article also said most black people can't afford to pay for physical examinations.
Oh, but James, you can get a free one at the clinic.
Daddy, even if there isn't anything wrong with you, you're still supposed to get a physical once a year.
Yeah, Daddy, there could be something wrong with you, and you don't even know it.
Don't even know it? Yep. Does this look like a man that's sick? Does this look like I got hypertension? Huh?
Well, that doctor sure is taking a sweet time bringing them results back, ain't he?
Well, they got a lot of things to check out. You said they gave you a thorough examination.
Yes, he did. Maybe he peered and poked and thumped. It wasn't nothing like that exam I had when I got called up for the Army. When they saw I was strong enough to open the door, they said, man, you in.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hey, folks.
Hello. Hey, what your kids doing down here?
We came to see you, Daddy.
How did you all get all the way down here?
What'd the doctor say, Dad?
That's what they always say after you get finished with a physical. Put on your clothes and wait.
Okay, Mr. Evans, I've got your lab reports. You can come into the office now.
This is my family. They're kind of interested.
I'm afraid my office isn't large enough for everybody. Well, I suppose we could talk right out here. Well, let's see. We got here.
Does my dad have hypertension, Doctor?
Well, now, son, what do you know about hypertension?
I know it's the number one killer of black people.
You know, Doctor, that's right. And it's hell on the white folks, too. No, son, your dad does not have hypertension.
Hey, what did I tell you, huh? Told you all I was healthy as a horse.
Maybe you got hoof and mouth disease, Dad.
Actually, Mr. Evans, you're in pretty good shape. But there's one thing that I'm concerned about.
What's that, Doctor?
Oh, no, it's nothing to get too alarmed over. But you do have an elevated cholesterol level.
An elevated which?
High cholesterol. It's caused by eating too many foods cooked in grease or foods with a high content of animal fat.
Oh, there go my chitlins.
Well, cottage cheese is low in fat and high in protein, and it's not too expensive. Just cut down on the grease and the fat, and fried foods wherever possible. Now, as for those headaches you've been having, I'd say if you'd just relax a little, you'd find they'd disappear in no time at all.
Ah, good. We'll go down to Acapulco for 2 weeks.
Well, I think that's just about it. I'll see you again next year for your annual physical checkup, right?
James.
Yeah, Doctor.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye, thank you, Doctor.
Claude, I just want to ask you one question.
What?
You know any way to barbecue cottage cheese? Oh, baby, that was one fine meal.
Yeah, if you like cottage cheese and black-eyed peas.
Oh, never mind that. The doctor said we should all watch what we eat. And you know something? I want the whole family to go down for a physical examination.
Oh, now, come on, Dad. What does a great physical specimen like me need a physical examination for?
J.J., if you were in any worse condition, they'd hang a condemned sign on your nose.
Yeah? Well, they should hang an out-of-order sign on your mouth.
I was going to kill with you, J.J.
Hey! No. I ain't gonna throw it, baby. This is my new child silencer.